This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Well, hey everybody, it's me, Rosie O'Donnell, star of the Flintstones. And I'm here in Ireland. Moved here on January 15th.
The stars at night are big and bright, deep in the heart of Texas.
Our friend Genevieve Wood, senior advisor from Heritage, on the phone with us. Genevieve, I had to give high praise to Rosie O'Donnell this morning. I hate to do that, but she has apparently moved to Ireland and is now on social media bragging about the fact that she has escaped. She's one of the only ones that followed through with her promise to leave.
Yeah, well, and good for her, Mark. As you said she was going to leave. Finally, she did it. Because, they, as you know, people have made such promises before and never do. It's her right to do. She said she's going to, I guess her grandmother, somebody was Irish, and she's applied for citizenship. But she also made note that if things here become normal, quote unquote, again, that she was probably going to move back. So I guess she still thinks it's the best place on earth. She's just taking a detour while Donald Trump is in office. But, you know, good for her. Go to Ireland. Have a nice trip.
See, she says she's going to come back when she's safe. So does that mean that if J.D. Vance becomes president for, well, two terms, so 8 years, does that mean she's going to be in Ireland for the next 12 years?
Well, isn't it great that she is from a country that she can make that decision and be safe wherever she wants to be and leave? Because that's not true for a lot of people around the world. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's her right. She can do it. Congratulations, Rosie.
Maybe she's afraid because the Trump administration is not going to allow, according to the Daily Signal, the menstrual study of transgender men. And when you claw back all that money, she's challenged somehow. I don't know what she's afraid of.
What we ought to be afraid of is all the things that we don't know that we're now finding out that our government's been spending money on. And, you know, I mean, I'm sure it's no surprise to you, to your listeners, that we've been spending and wasting a lot of money. But when you learn about things like this, right, it was a study to a university in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, to study, quote, menstrual cycles in transgender men. Because apparently, according to the grant itself, there are people, including men, who claim to be women or identify as women that experience menstrual cycles. Listen, this is
why would they want to?
Well, I'm sure you probably saw the poll that came out yesterday that shows 27% of independents, only 27% of independents think Democrats actually care about people like them. It's stuff like this that's why. Because most people think this is nonsense. And most people think, look, prices are still too high. I'm having to work two jobs. Things don't seem right in a lot of ways. And this is what we've been spending money on. No joke. I mean, and the fact that Democrats are willing, especially in Congress, to defend stuff like this. I mean, the president, you know, when he spoke to Congress just last week, He ran off a litany of programs that said about this goofy that we've been spending hundreds of millions and billions of dollars on, and they wonder why voters aren't happy with them. Look, Republicans got a lot of work to do. They got to get the continuing resolution passed. They got to work on the economy, the president as well. I realize that's not something you fix overnight, but voters are concerned about those things. And they hear stories like this and they think, good grief, what kind of loons do we have running our government?
This confuses me every time, and I'm really not trying to be crass here at all, but a transgender man is a woman who identifies as a man, right? But it hasn't transitioned yet and therefore might still have the same cycles that a woman,
yeah,
correct?
But some
Why
men,
do you need to study that?
Some men, though, right, Genevieve? Some men who say they're women claim that they somehow are also having menstrual cycles.
Well, that's what they're claiming. I mean,
yeah.
Let me be honest with you. I am not an expert in this area in terms of knowing exactly. But, you know, I mean, they start taking hormones and different things. It screws up your body. I don't know what part of the process they're on. But if you're a man that all of a sudden is having a menstrual cycle, there's something not right. So that's because you've messed with your body. But we don't need to study that. I mean, look, if somebody thinks, if there are hospitals and surgeons and the like that are making money off this kind of thing because they're providing this kind of gross practice, if they want to study it, they can do that. But the government, that is not our business.
Let me apologize for trying to paint you in an expert category on that, Genevieve. I wasn't trying to do that. I can't wrap my brain around how anybody with a straight face could claim that a biological man could have a menstrual cycle. The biology doesn't work there. These people need to be committed to a mental institution.
Well, I would agree. I mean, the fact that we've got a university
yes.
who applied for this grant, okay, right? Like, that's also crazy.
Yeah, that's true. Hey, on
Baton Rouge, Louisiana, by the way. This isn't New York City. Baton Rouge, Louisiana is where it was. It wasn't LSU for all the Tiger fans out there, but it was a university.
that's an important difference. You know, another story I saw in the Daily Signal is one we've been talking about all morning, and that's this pending government shutdown because, of course, all the lights are apparently going to go off in D.C. I just want to warn you in advance there at Heritage. If this shuts down tomorrow night or Friday night. But how in the world do they get around blaming this on Democrats if it's the Democrats in the Senate who refuse to pass the CR?
Well, because they'll claim they're standing up for the American people and they've got to do this and so forth. But it's going to be a little bit more difficult this time around because you're right. There's going to be their votes. We need, like, I think, 8 Democrats to pass this, only 8. And number two, these are the folks who have been standing around defending these government agencies, saying, how can we possibly be firing government workers? You know, and every time something like this happens, they're the first ones in front of the microphones. This is going to hurt the government worker. This is going to hurt the military. And now it's going to be on them for being the very ones doing it. Principled, they are not. Okay, that we figured out. There's no principles here beyond the principle of we want power.
Yep, and the deadline is looming, so we'll see what happens there today for sure. Genevieve, always love having you on. Thank you.
Great to be with you.
Absolutely appreciate that. I will never be able to get straight in my brain because I am a logical person, a linear person, the whole transgender men, transgender women issue thing.
Yeah, I get confused too.
I get confused about it constantly, particularly on an issue like that,
mm-hmm.
which doesn't biologically ever make any sense whatsoever.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball.
Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.